Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. As you know, we like to do a wide variety of programmes, sometimes pushing the frontiers of broadcasting. In this programme, I hope to stimulate your taste buds on radio. I want to cook up for you a delectable, palatable, easily digestible, consumable diet of words and music, all on the theme of food. Food is a favourite subject these days. There are lots of cooking programmes on television, not so many on radio though, because a big part of food's attraction is seeing it and tasting it. However, right now, with the help of your imagination, we shall cook up a lovely concoction which I hope will leave you well satisfied with the afterglow that we feel after partaking of a sumptuous feast. So, to get us in the mood, let me serve you up for starters the very first song which came to my mind when I thought about food. You probably thought of it too. Swallow This from the musical Oliver. Speaking about food, glorious food, what's happened to that boiled egg I'm waiting for? It must be ready by now. The show's already been going for more than 3 minutes. I like a boiled egg. What about you? Prefer them fried, scrambled, poached? Here's Dean Martin and Helen O'Connell discussing how they like their eggs.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied. As long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right. As long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down,
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like
mine with a kiss.
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried,
I'm satisfied.
As long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like
mine with a hug.
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light,
the world's all right.
As long as I get my hug.
I've got to have my love in A.M.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down,
I'll never frown.
Eggs can be almost bliss. Just as long as I get my kiss.
When it comes to our food, spare a thought for all the hard work which goes into producing and providing what is on our plates. Take, for instance, herring. My grandfather risked his life on a weekly basis as a herring fisherman. And my grandmother was a herring fish gutter, following the herring shoals and the herring fleet all the way down the east coast from her and my home village of Inverallachie near Fraserburgh all the way to Great Yarmouth in Norfolk. Here are children from my home primary school telling the herring story.
Come on, you fisher lasses, new and come along with me. Fig here in Bulg and Gimri and Fig in Verallachie. Fig Bucky and Fig Aberdeen in other country route. We're a watty got the herring, we're a watty Yarmouth too. You rise up in the morning, we are bundles in your hand. Be at the station early or you'll surely hate to start. Tuck plenty to eat and a kettle for your tea, or you'll maybe die a hunger on the whitey Yarmouth quay. The journey is a longing and it takes a day or twa, and when you reach your lodging sure as soon as sleep you'll fa. But you rise at five with the sleep still in your ee. You're a watch and find the good in your heart's a lonely Yarmouth key. It's early in the morning and it's late into the night. Your hands are clutching chocolate and they're looking off a set. And you greet like a wee when you put him in the brie. And you wish you were a thousand miles away from Yarmouth key. There's coopers, there's curers, there's buyers, granny shields. Lassies at the pickling eye and others at the creels. And you wish the fish had been all left in the sea by the time you finish gutting herring on the Yarmouth quay. We've gutted fish in Lerwick and in Stornoway and Shields, worked along the Humber neath the barrels and the creels. Whitby, Grimsby, we've travelled up and down, but the place to see the herring is the quay at Yarmouth too. Come on, you fisher lassies, new and come awa with me. Fig here in Bulg and Gimri and Fig in Verallachie. Fig Bucky and Fig Aberdeen and all the country room. We're a watty got the herring, we're a watty Yarmouth too.
Food and drink are necessities and luxuries, a human chore and a great pleasure. We're so fortunate to have plenty food and drink and such a wide variety to choose from, and also easily obtained in shops and supermarkets. However, as Robert Burns put it, some he meet but canna eat. Well, there are all kinds of eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia and so on, and some would eat that want it, They have a healthy appetite, but they lack the food. But we hae meat, and we can eat, so let the Lord be thankit. I always say a grace, a wee prayer, before I eat anything, thanking God for what I'm about to eat. Well, it's good to cultivate the attitude of gratitude, is it not? And ultimately, it is God we have to thank for our food and drink. It's also good to spare a thought for those less fortunate than ourselves. So let's do that right now with Jules Grave.
I need a drink of water, yeah. I need a drink of water, I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water, I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I saw a third world woman giving her baby a Coke. This is no lie, my friends, this is no joke. They say that Coca-Cola is the real thing, but I just want some water. I need a drink of water. I just want some water that's clean.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
Now I don't want no chlorine. No pesticides, no fluoride, you know what I mean. I just want some water that's clean. I just want some water. We all need water. I just want some water that's clean. Here we go.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
Food and drink nourish us and feed us, revive us and build us up. Food and drink is much more than fuel, though. There's a lot of psychology in food. We comfort eat, for example. We cure a hard day with a cup of tea. Mrs. Thatcher and her cabinet were bombed by the IRA in Brighton. After the shock of it and giving interviews on television, Mrs. T was overheard saying to her husband Dennis as they went into the lift, "Come on, Dennis, let's have a cup of tea." Church events are better attended if there's some free food involved. We build relationships and romances over shared meals. Special occasions usually centre around meals, like the baptismal bash, the wedding reception, the funeral tea, the retirement dinner, the birthday party, any anniversary meal, Christmas family dinners, socialising with friends. And here's another one by Ian White. The feast celebrating the return of prodigal, long-lost sons and daughters.
Once there was a man who had two sons. We don't know the name of either one. One day the younger left that loving home, taking all the money that he owned. He spent it all on things that were so wrong. And then he sat and cried, "What have I done? My father will not take me back again. But I'll go and say I'm sorry just the same." Father saw him sadly climb the track, and he hurried out, so glad that he was back. The tears of joy were running down his face as the father and the son embraced. Oh, what joy I have for you. Oh, what joy I have for you. Oh, what joy I have for you. Oh, know what joy I have for you. Your heavenly Father has this love for you. Though sometimes you're sad at what you do, but you'll never ever turn a child away. His joy is waiting there for you today. Oh, what joy he has for you. Oh, what joy he has for you. Oh, what joy he has for you. Oh, what joy he has for you.
We are what we eat. The body needs good food and drink. Athletes know this. The brain needs good food and drink. It's not quite so clear if students know this. Pizzas do not make PhDs. And our spirit needs physical as well as emotional nourishment. Jesus knew that body, mind and soul all need nourishing.
One day, the wee band of helpers that Jesus had picked out was reporting back to him about all their preaching ploys. Right then, said Jesus, I can see you're tired, so we'll stir toot in the boat and get away from the crowd for a wee bit. We could all do with a rest. And so they set off across the loch. But guess what? On landing, they found the hale shoreline mobbed with folk, all desperate to hear mere sermons. Jesus was heart sorry for them and started once again with his teaching. As the day wears on, Jesus' disciples say to him, It's getting on, boss. You'd better send them off to the nearest town. They'll all be getting famished. Not at all, says Jesus. You just give them something to eat. Away with you, master, the disciples gaped. With all that lot out there, it would cost us a small fortune. But Andy speaks up, Listen, dinna laugh, will you, but there's a wee boy here who's willing to part with his piece. It's no a lot, mind. 5 rolls and a couple of fish. Jesus tell them all to sit down on the grass. He took the rolls and the fish, and raising his head to the heavens, he said the blessing. Nobody could ever quite understand just exactly what happened next. But the hale crowd were gied food enough to eat till they were all full. The rolls and fish were broken, and every one of them got a fair share. More than that, afterwards they gathered up near 12 baskets of the leftovers. Would you credit this? There was over 5,000 men, women and wains taking part in this muckle meal. Fair astonishing, so it was.
Jesus, who could miraculously feed over 5,000 people with one boy's picnic lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish, also described himself as the bread of life. In other words, the basic necessity of our lives. Here's Catherine Jenkins singing about Jesus, the bread of life. In Latin, it is Panis Angelicus.
Thank you.
Jesus also claimed to be the water of life. With him, we would never thirst again for anything else. Here's Ian White.
Please give me a drink, said Jesus, to the woman at the well. Pardon me, sir, I'm from Samaria, or maybe you can't tell. Then Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is here by your side, then you would ask and he would give you water that can bring real life. But sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw the water from the well. How can you get this living water? Are you greater than Jacob himself? Then Jesus said, who drinks this water will thirst in just a little while. But he who drinks the water I give him will spring up to eternal life. Lord, give me this water. Lord, give me this water. Lord, give me this water. Lord, give me this water.
And Jesus offers us himself not only as the bread of our lives and the water for our lives, but he also offers himself and his love in the form of bread and wine, in the sacramental meal, which we variously call the Lord's Supper, Communion, Mass, the Eucharist, or the breaking of bread.
Savor the sight, the wine and the bread that was broken, and all have been welcomed to come if they might, accept as their own these two tokens. The bread is his body, the wine is the blood, and the one who provides them is true. He freely offers, we freely receive, to accept and believe him is all we must do. Come to the table and taste of the glory and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor, and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all, and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you, the bread of forgiveness, the wine of release. Come to the table and sit down beside him, the Savior wants you to join. See in his eyes the love that has spoken, and know you were welcome, whatever your crime, though every commandment you've broken. For he's come to love you and not to condemn, and he offers a pardon of peace. If you'll come to the table, you'll feel in your heart the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow, he's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken.
Sent from the Father.
BBC Welsh chorus Michael Card and St Mary's Saltcoats guitar group. And at the end of time, and at the end of our time here on earth, we look forward to the eternal banquet in heaven, face to face with Jesus and all our loved ones, the greatest party ever. What a reunion, what joy and celebration and feasting. Here's a song by Slim Whitman comparing a mother's call to her child out playing on a beautiful summer evening. Come home, your supper's on the table, with God calling us home to heaven for the eternal banquet. What a lovely thought to chew over. Bye for now.
When I was just a boy in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, it's supper time. The shadow